I was in the middle of helping Audioboo when my iPad crashed. Yeah, it crashed. That's probably the incorrect technical term, but it turned off because I failed to notice that it was running out of battery. So it's just gone dead on me. So I've got a kind of interlude in the activity. And in front of me is a bottle of Bordeaux 2010 Grand Vin de Bordeaux. Red, did I say that already? And it's 13 degrees. And it's, anyway, it's something I picked up in a supermarket on my way back from France. And it's an ideal companion on this evening, which I'm spending alone in the house helping Audioboo. So what I've been doing is reading the blog. Yep, there's a blog up. It's activity number 3, if you like. And people are writing about Audioboo and people are saying things about how it could be promoted to people who don't know about it at all. And it's a lovely thing to do. I'm actually surrounded by dirty dishes and washing up that I have been splitting off, parking, out of sight, out of mind. Well, they're not out of sight, they're right inside, but I have the capacity to ignore them. I've got mustard in front of me, French mustard from Dijon, and I've got, what have I got? I've got poivre noir, and this is a black pepper here. Yeah, I had steak earlier. And I'm gently guzzling this wine. And if I'm not careful, I better put it away, actually, because I'm due to play golf in the morning. But the sitting here waiting for the iPad to charge up again before I go back to reading, the views of various people on this blog. I have to say one particular thing. I have to say how good it is for me to read the views of people I never heard of before, people I didn't know had any experience of Audioboo. I have been absolutely clear that there are loads and loads of people on Audioboo, using Audioboo, that I don't know at all. Because it's physically impossible, practically impossible, for me to tune into the wide range of all the wide range. So I kind of exist on some small little subsect of the ecosystem. And I only have to look at Christian Payne documentaries, the list of people who follow him, over 1,000, to realize, how few of them I follow and how few of them follow me. In other words, and I kind of have the difficulty about this word follower, how few of them I connect with, how few of them I know, how few of them whose audiobooks I listen to. So I have a very restricted view of Audioboo. There is much more variety than I'm aware of. And I suppose it's like going into a bookshop and realizing that you can't read all the books, that inevitably you're only going to pay attention to books on topics that you're already interested in, or authors that you've already heard of, or people who have been recommended to you by other people. And we've got to terms with that quite easily. And we're now having to get to terms with it in digital space, virtual space and all that. So I suppose really all I want to say in this particular Audioboo, to bring it to a terse conclusion, if you like, is a big thank you to whoever decided to invite me to participate in this. We ain't finished yet, but I want to appreciate it in the middle so that, I don't get rushed at the end. It is actually very nice to sit and think about how the audio world could be expanded. On the one hand, and that's the big, big, big picture. And how a particular little business in London, which I have visited, right opposite the Tower of London, if I remember rightly. In fact, I do remember Mark Rock and his team being good enough to welcome me in and say hello to me and pass a little bit of time with me. I mean, to me, you know, I don't actually expect anyone to, who's running a business that is out there doing stuff, to welcome me in. I somehow or other have this deep down lack of expectation that they will welcome me in. Of course, I'd love to be invited to Twitter headquarters. I would love it. I'd love to be invited to any business headquarters, probably, because I'm fascinated by how we make this world. We are making a better world. I believe Audioboo is making a better world. Now, it's in competition with other people on from a commercial basis. Let's say there are other audio platforms, etc. But the effort of the people, what are they doing in improving Audioboo? They're not improving Audioboo. No, they're actually improving the world in which we live. Because, I mean, they're improving the hammer and making it, changing the angle of attack on the nail and all that. But essentially it is, what pictures are we hanging on the wall? Or, you know, what joints are we holding together? So Audioboo is like a kind of carpenter, I suppose, if you like, beavering away, trying to get better at the, forgive my lack of knowledge of these things, rivets and whatever you call it when you put two pieces of wood together, dowels, is it, or jowls, dowels, or something. Anyway, there's a whole world of carpentry which would be useful as metaphors. But on a Friday evening, at 9:45 at night, I just want to say a real thank you to whoever was the individual who said, let's include Omani blog in this operation. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.